Good morning, my fellow friends and Facebook listeners and Twitters. This is your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez. Today I'm going to do a short segment from which I'm here in physical therapy and from my back. Anyway, I like to speak something general. How people need to care. Today we have lost a part of us, and us to take time back to care for what is going on for others. We as people have stopped caring. We stopped caring for what is going on. We start caring for what help we can do for others. There's a bunch of people out there that's homeless in every city, I'm sure, has that problem. And it troubles me that there's not enough shelters for families, that there's not enough shelters to take in homeless men. And how society discriminates against prisoners just getting out of jails and prisons. How they discriminate against housing and jobs. We need to rise up and make a change. Forgive and forget is the key. It's probably my subject for today and caring. I mean, we don't have to like the people, but we have to forgive. Or else we're not going to find peace. We're not going to find peace to move forward, peace to resolve, a peace to have better hopes. After all, those people who's in jails or prisons or the homeless are people just like you. What if it's you that happens to for a bit? You have a house fire that destroys you, loss of job, and loss of income. Or where we have health problems, and we have to depend on things like food pantries to get by them, to substitute for the loss of food that we're unable to get. Right now we're going through difficult times in this country. And we as Americans need to come together for better unified citizens. Number one, we need to start caring rather than trying to destroy the homeless. If there's not enough shelters, we need to allow a place to where they can have tents to stay in, where they can have heat inside them, or where they have to build a teepee or whatever. Thing about it is, it needs to be done, and we're not caring enough about that. Too many people sleeping under bridges and woods, no shelter from cold snow, cold winds, or they sleep on a park bench, or in a bus stop, try to, or ride a bus all day to get sleep. The shelters, the problem with them is what it is, kick them out in the cold at 7 a.m. That's cruel and harsh. The shelters need to be more human and be more considerate. They need to put aside those rules during the winter, and where it snows and thunders and lightnings, or even if a person is sick with pneumonia, to allow them to stay in the whole day. After all, there's no jobs open at 7 a.m. in the morning that you can go to and fill out. Hardly any place is open. And I know McDonald's and the people coming there is tired of seeing a homeless sit in there, Wendy's. The problem is we need to fix it. Here in Port Huron, we sit in too many empty buildings. And we have one crooked shelter. It was taking food stamps. Who claimed to be a preacher. And he is making people sign up for food stamps. Well, he got caught doing that. But he still needs to be punished for what he did. All those years taking food stamps. And him not a grocery store. He should be in prison. And lose his ministerial license, him and her both. And close the church. They have mold in the church. That building smells if you go in there. And he's just robbing for the rich. He makes people go and get jobs. Kicks them out at 7 a.m. in the morning. Rain. Or cold. Or even freezing wind. Or if they're sick. Or if they're trying to get back on their feet. And they work at a good job. And they're working second or third shift job. Which is what most companies will start you off at. It's inhumane to kick a person out at 7 o'clock. And them trying to work. Get rest. The shelters need to care. The shelters need to allow that person to stay in. To get 8 hours sleep. They're not getting that 8 hours sleep. I done that. I kicking them out in the cold, not kicking them out, and kicking them out where they can't get proper rest. They don't realize that those people are endangering the work area when they're not getting enough rest. Same as a drug addict, an alcoholic. Again, we need to wake up. We need to change this. We need to bring a better shelter. One, like the Washington School here in Port Huron. You got a basement and you got 3 other floors. One has offices and dining room down in the basement. And have a retired person who's a DHS worker watch after each floor. We don't need a minister who forces you to go to church. And if you don't go to their church, they threaten to kick you out. That's discrimination. That's violation of the law. It's a shelter that's on 24th Street. And most people here in Port Huron know who I'm talking about. Anyway, this is your host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez. For America Everyday Life podcast show here on satellite and internet radio. I hope you enjoy my shows. Feel free to leave comments if you would like to be a guest on my show. Say I want to be a guest. I'll be glad to have you as my guest. Thank you and God bless. Until next time. Good morning, my fellow Americans. This is your radio host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, for America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show, broadcasting to you today on this Sunday, July 28th, from downtown Port Huron, Michigan, where it's been a festive of activities that's been happening here. Yesterday, we had an antique car show on Main Street, and there's no reason to block it downtown. Main Street off and traffic can't go through, buses can't go through places that they're supposed to. They should move the antique car show over here to Maritime, right across the channel right here. And they got grounds and up there. They got the fair there on one end and the car show and the farmer's market, and you still get triple the money. Not only that, the Maritime would be making money. Oh, you got all three of those, it would be taking place in the grounds at one time. Downtown shouldn't be blocked off for shoppers. For the local businesses here are losing money too when you're doing that, my friends. But today I have been bothered by an echo of troubles. As most of you have known, I have been sick for the last several months. I've had troubles with my feet. I'm diabetic. If you think I sound retarded, no, I'm not. I'm just me. I'm me for the way God made me, the way I was created. I'm not going to change for anybody else or become what these people want to put me down to be. And I'm going to speak out boldly the real true facts of the United States of America and what's ailing this country. And it's been not just coming out now, it's been coming out, the turmoil of it has been coming to the head of the seed for generations. The same division has been going on throughout history. I'm not racist. And you, none of you have maybe heard me make one remark using any racist terms. Because I will not aggravate the crowd. I will not agitate them to uproar. They call me a Trump favorite. Well, I am a Trump supporter, and I'm staying that way because I believe in America. It's us, the people, who elected him, not these so-called ignorant people who's going around putting Trump down saying he's a bully. He's bully for the right reasons. Let's get right. He's a bully for the right reasons because he's not going to sit around, be pushed around. It's a proven fact that this man will not be pushed around, bullied by any foreign power. He's a negotiator. He's a man who tries to get things done. It's a proven fact of his history, including his father's history. And I believe that there should be a constitutional amendment to the United States Congress. If the president has to be American born, so should every member of Congress, my friends. There needs to be an amendment to the Constitution. Because the government is supposed to be of the people, for the people, by the people. And it should be American born on American soil that you are born to become a member of the United States Congress. For you're the voice of the people. You shouldn't go in there wearing turbines on your head in Congress. That is improper. Disrespectful. It doesn't make you look like you're a world leader doing that. Representative Tlaib from Michigan, Representative Omar, sit down, get out of Congress, and be quiet. You have no business being in the Congress. You're bullies yourself, including the countries that Representative Omar came from. And she, to me, she's not no representative. I don't care if she's from the state of Minnesota, Timbuktu. She's not my person. She's not my congressman. I never would have voted for her. And the people who voted for her in the District of Minnesota should not have voted her. They should have considered where she came from, the country. Not listen to the people say anything, get elected. It's like a slogan on the bulletin board or a slogan on a billboard. You run a special today if you like me. Run a special, I'll tell you what you want to hear to get me elected. Slowly what's happening is we're allowing the Muslims in the United States to take over the United States of America. And guess what? We're, as an American people, in this epilogue, are no longer going to be the mainstay of the United States. We're going to be a minority. We're going to be, it's the Bible, and the Bible is coming true. You sit there and say the Bible's written by man. The Bible's written by man, by people, because God gave them the word. Is God speaking to these people? My friends, haven't we been bullied enough since way before the Vietnam War? Haven't we been pushed around enough? When are we going to stand up, face it all? When are we going to become patriotic and stop being the drug-dependent country that we have become? Letting drugs become the god of us. It's become your soul. It's doing your thinking for you. Letting computers do the thinking instead of children going to school as they're supposed to. Read a book. Do a handwritten report. Now, we should not allow computers into classrooms until after high school. And if we want to become that way of technology, maybe after high school. But while they're in high school, use the brain. Without the brain, you don't get ideology to do visions with and make visions come true. You don't make it become a working part of the United States of America or the world. Without dreams, they have nothing to reach for. My friends, we are letting government tell us, the people, what to do. Slowly, number one, freedom of religion is being taken away from us and is taken for granted. Number two, our freedom of speech is being censored. Freedom of press, the right of us to do what we want to do in the United States, slowly being censored. What we're becoming is slowly imprisoned emotionally, slowly imprisoned physically. And sooner or later, what we'll become is a humongous group of people in a camp in a fence. This is what I see coming. It's coming. Nikita Khrushchev told John Kennedy, United States of America could be taken over without a single shot being fired. And so far, what you said is coming true, friends. Look at Congress. We got socialists in Congress, okay? Bernie Sanders. Democrat Party today has become a progressive, moderate liberalism for socialists and fascism. It's a form of communism. Here they have what we used to believe in, with having a family, a piece of the American dream, working hard to make it come true, and we'd be proud that our bills were paid off. We'd become credit card dependent. Instead of wiping down on our national debt, the Democrats are spending money that they shouldn't be. We need that border wall on the Texas to California borders. We need it all the way through. Let's put up that wall. Let's stop these illegal immigrants coming here. America is already overcrowded. China is a proven fact. It's overcrowded. India, overcrowded. Nowhere, and soon the farmland is going to disappear. You have no more places to grow crops. You're going to be jammed up house to house. No room to walk. That's the way it is. We're coming in big cities now. Barely enough room to put your car. You should have plenty of room between your neighbor and you, including to put up a privacy fence if you want, including to have a big backyard or acres of land. My friends, it's disappearing, the American land. Our forefathers would be turning over in their grave if they seen what was going on. Recently, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. I think of those famous words Neil Armstrong said, "One giant leap for mankind, one small step for man." I think of those words. And I stand corrected if I got the words wrong. Let me say it again. One giant leap for man, one step for mankind. That's the way it should be. Man has gone where man has no we're gone before boldly. And I'm not stuttered. I'm not doing this radio broadcast from no manuscript or no teleprompt. It's straight from the heart. And I'm speaking about the things that's troubling the United States of America from coast to coast. Cities and valleys and rural alike. Here we got outsiders coming in like down south and stirring up the south, where it's been for decades and centuries. Now, you got the blacks and whites down south that get along fine. They don't quarrel, bicker, like the cities in Chicago or L.A., and you got the people from L.A. coming across, the Whoopi Goldbergs, Joy Behars, and Sonny Hostins that deceive you. It doesn't tell nothing but fake news. Recently, I've been listening to The View quite a bit, and I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it should be off air. It was better when Barbara Walters was on him and Star Matthews. At least they didn't quarrel bicker over racist things and what should be. You got these people on there today, none of them but Meghan McCain are born into politics. Now, Sonny Hostin's not even got no political experience. She should put up a shut up, a gulp for television. All she wants is free publicity. Now, my friends, I'm just the voice of one among many. I'm like the voice crying in the wilderness, okay? Now, forgive me if you don't agree with me. It's because you want to be your own thing, and you want to push and force your way down the majority of us American people. The law says you cannot infringe your rights upon another, and you're trying to force marijuana upon the law lands of the United States that you don't need. I don't care how old that plant is. God put it here for us to take care of, not to use. Those plants were put here because man sinned. The very first murder in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, the very first murder. Cain and Abel. The first one that ever recorded, my friends, in history. And again, I remind you that the Bible, every single word of it, is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Numerous universities have stated that the Bible is the most closely documented proof of history. And they have dug, if it's not true, how come they dug in the Middle East and found numerous evidence of things to support it? Like under the city of Jerusalem, the old city, numerous tunnels. Now, let me say this. If it wasn't true, how come the Roman Colosseum still exists today? From history, how come the stones of Greece and other stones still stand? How come the Tower of Pisa is still standing? It all goes back to the time of Jesus Christ in the beginning of history, too. Now, what is modern-day Iran, not back then known as Babylonia and Persia. Now, my friends, there's a proof there that the ancient city of Babylonia once stood. And there, midst of it, was the Tower of Babylon. Now, the Tower of Babylon, because the reason we have so many languages and confusion in the world, not understanding each other rather than sit down and teaching. If you come here to the United States of America, get rid of that language you're speaking, like Spanish. Get rid of that language of your foreign country. You are on American soil. You are in the United States of America. Be an American. You came here to say you wanted to live free, not to be a slave of those countries. Get out of that slavery. You're no longer a slave. You no longer have to be forced to wear the veils over your head, the women. You no longer have to wear that ancient clothing. It's outdated. And the men need to shave. And this pro athlete has got long hair. And it's influenced every teenager, everybody in this country, old and young alike, looking ridiculous, like an ape, wearing long hair, wearing shorts in the wintertime. That is what people get sick about. That's one reason you get flu, colds, and pneumonia, other sicknesses, and you spread it. Because you're going improper in the wintertime, or you're not dressing properly for the summer. It's fine to wear shorts in the summer, but wintertime is not a good place to wear shorts to school. Not even out in the cold. Kids need to wear to school. I'd be in favor of uniforms in schools if it came down to it. But I believe kids should get haircuts, including the pro athletes. They're a bad influence. Long hair sticking up under helmets. Flying around as they're running a base, or running a football down the field. Flopping. Here you got going in restaurants, and the hair can fall in your food. It's unclean, unsanitary. Men are not supposed to look like women. You know, man is not even supposed to go into a building dressed like a woman. It's a sin. Transgender is wrong. I don't care if you like it or not. I speak the truth of the Bible, and I'm not going to back down. I will not change it because you say I have hatred. No, it's not hatred. It's cold, hard facts of the Bible. The Bible, nobody, you can change the word or add on to it, because if you do, you're cursed with the famines, plagues, the sickness of the Bible. God is a real being. God is supreme. And one of these days, you're going to have to face judgment because of what you're doing. You're trying to have sex change operations. That is wrong. Stop having it. Stop wasting tax dollars on it. We need to backlog and back change. We need to change America. See, a lot of things insurance don't need to cover. Sex change is one of them. Those people talk confusion because their parents told them it's okay to come out that way, be that way. Instead of telling them the truth, it's wrong to be that way. God would be disappointing. God has not made you that way. We should be teaching them that. We've gotten away from prayer and the basics that has worked for centuries in the United States when it became a country. We got away from prayer, Bible teaching, school, going to teach physical things like the Big Bang Theory, which didn't exist, my friends. This is the deceit of science. God created the heavens and all is out there. Living proof. If it doesn't exist, you tell me what's beyond the stars and beyond the galaxies. There's heaven out there. My friends, I feel sad for this country. I feel sad for the world if it doesn't change and come back to God. Because man's destroying himself, and the devil in it has become loose, and he's deceiving you through news, new fakes like Whoopi Goldberg, who's just an actress, and has no business even saying anything about politics. She lies about Obama and his facts about the health care. Obamacare is the single most worst health care ever created. Now, my friends, wouldn't it have been better with a voucher, Senator, as the Senate wanted to do? Now, wouldn't it have been better than having to pay out of your pocket? Because all you had to do is take it, you get everything you need. You don't go and pay a damn out of your pocket with that voucher. But my friends, we can make our health care system like Canada, everything free. Now, here we got rising health care costs that goes up every day. And yet, more of our medicine being taken away. I am disabled. I'm disabled because I'm diabetic. I'm disabled because I have a heart condition. I have heart disease. I'm disabled because I have back trouble. But I'm doing this as a struck because I know that Social Security is not always last, my friends. We have got to change it. The epilogue at the epicore of the center of the problems of the United States. Instead of fighting, we got to recognize what has been there for centuries, because the racism thing that's going on dividing America has been there. They just didn't want to recognize it. Instead of tearing down statues, it should be something as a memorial of a reminder not to let it happen again. An epilogue of history. You can't take the Civil War out of history. You can't take out because each side fought for what they believed in. The South wanted cotton to be the king. We wanted industry. We wanted our own richness, just as the North did. North came in, they were jealous. But guess what, friends? That's history. If it left the South alone, they'd be its own country. It might have been a great country. But I don't care about that. I don't care about the past, because it's a part of history, and we can't change history, because it's already happened. My friends, we just need to stop this. Become nonviolent. We can do the protests without being violent. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King, he believed in nonviolence, he claimed. Every single protest he had became violent. And he partook of it. I don't care what people say. Look at it. If you got a man like that's encouraging it, which I'm not encouraging violence, I don't believe in killing another. In the 70s, I'm reminded of a time when we could go sit with our front doors open all day and all night. Go to Hayfield and it still be open. Our house would be cooler. We had shade trees around our house too. We had a storm shelter we could go to during the tornado. Today we gotten away from it. Now, my friends, you think about the past. Remember when times were great. Remember when America was strong and mighty. We came together as an American people, not a divided country. We came together, Republican and Democrat alike. That's what America is about, to agree to disagree. Because if we was all, every single American, man, woman, and child were alike, psychiatrists would be labeling us crazy. I have been accused of being racist, and I'm not. And here I have been brought down because Sandy saying I'm retarded when I'm not. I'm not the best person. I'm not the best looking. I'm not the most smartest. But I'm a fighter. And I won't give up a fight. I may be persecuted, tortured, but I will still fight. I may be put in walls, but I will still fight. Because I'm a champion for what I believe in and dreams. I don't believe in putting people in prison for, putting them in prison, and it's already overcrowded for sex crimes, is the answer. I believe what we need to do is either give them a death penalty, and trust me, my friends, for murder, rape, molestation, if we brought back the death penalty, the electric chair, gas chamber, they suffer just like they did their victims. What we have become of is a senseless country giving in and it's violation of human rights. Well, it's a violation of human rights when they done took a life. And these people protesting by being inhumane, majority of them have never lost a loved one. Majority of them were the victim. Majority of them protested for the prisoner done the killing. Won't they feel what the victim went through? Won't they feel what that person has killed? How he died? How he suffered? Bled? Won't they go back to the time of Jesus Christ when he died on the cross? It is you, the same people, who put Jesus on that cross. And he died a horrible death, being nailed to the cross, nailed to it, crown of thorns upon his head, whipped by the Romans. And he took it all, including when he died, a spear in his side. And yet he rose again, and he still had the scars before he went to heaven. He cried up on his shoulder when he said, "It's finished." And that day, thunder sounded from heaven because God was very upset. Let's do what's pleasing unto God instead of what's not pleasing. What happened to the Christian majority in this country that stood up in the Bible Belt against marijuana and against forced marriages, same-sex marriages, on marriages for man and woman, not man to man or woman to woman. These are people who keep AIDS going, to keep other diseases going, because it's put there because they won't change. And it's been that way for centuries. My friends, we need to wipe that out. Now, we need to find a way to cure people from being gay. We need to find a way to cure people from molesting other people. We need to find a way to, rather than putting them in prison. Because it's overcrowded, and once they're released, they go back and do it again. That's not the answer. Instead, we discriminate against that prisoner who's rehabilitated. We don't give them housing. And they're human just like you. It could be you in that prison wall. My friends, here's the problem. We have enough policemen in this country. We put too much money into having cops. Now we're letting robots take our jobs. Well, here you got cars that can drive themselves coming about. The mark of the beast is coming forth. the computer insertion. Recently in the news in Canada, it was brought out about putting a computer chip inside of a child's brain, letting it do the education and thinking for him, and that way you don't get to have to use his hands anymore, or his own brain cells to do the thinking. The computer chip does the brain thinking. That technology's already here. Slowly, bank jobs are going to be, bank tellers are going to be done away with. Bank managers won't have to work no more. Every job, labor-wise, is going to be taken away. And we're going to become the third world country, none of us working, if we continue to let it happen. Now, I'm in favor of military technology, but I'm not in favor of letting these things take over man and man working. We all have to work and pay bills somewhere. How are we going to get money if we don't? It'd be more killing, more violence. That's what's coming if we don't change it, my friends. The hybrid car is the most ridiculous car, and electric cars are the most ridiculous cars, all copycatty. Oh. What happened today when Buicks had their own identity, the slanted front end, the Buick Regal? Why can't Buicks still have that? Why couldn't they took those same cars, family cars, just change, like put a two-cylinder engine in there, or we'd have a better gas mileage? Why can't we focus in on making a nuclear-powered car? If we can do it to a nuclear aircraft carrier for 7 years without refueling, surely we can do that same technology to a car. Electric cars are not the answer, because we're already running out of water that takes to produce the electricity. Lakes are drying up in places like California or even in Iran that once had a lake. Or even Iraq or other countries. Even Cape Town, South Africa is already having to ration water because they're running out. Israel is the only single country we need to learn from, because it takes the Mediterranean Sea and filters the salt out of it. If we take that seawater and filter and take the salt out of it, we have drinking water. World wouldn't be running out of water. Every single country build a plant that produces that. That clean water from the sea. Then the world wouldn't be put, the water levels of the ocean wouldn't be rising. That's the answers. The answer is not electric cars. The answer is not going out here 500 miles, having plug in, and you could be killed. Those are taking unnecessary parking spaces with the charge station and hospitals. I noticed here, our hospital here, one out two of them, they got charge stations out back for the physicians. And they shouldn't have that. It should be a parking space only. No charge station. You shouldn't have to plug in there while you're working there all day. My friends, it's stupid thinking. Poor ways. It's short-lived. I'd rather have a bicycle than a hybrid car or electric car. At least with a bicycle, you get manpower and manual power. You don't have to run out of power. And you won't break down. We were once that way. We had horses. We had steam engines. Those should be the answers we should look into better. We should be looking into those things. It did pollute. We didn't have acid rain from these chemicals, including what they put in to make an electrical charge to that car. It's just more pollution. my friends, we could take wood and recycle it if we want to. This way you get the chemicals out of wood. It's been treated. You're still cutting trees down all the time. We could take and recycle that wood. Learn to create new wood from it. And we shouldn't be wasting, letting it rot in some landfill somewhere. Complete waste. And it's got nails in it, and it can get contaminated. And those nails are made of chemicals. Think about the old days when they made log cabins of mud as cement. And they were warm. My friends, think about when they had just an oil lamp to see by. Today, we don't save energy. We waste energy with electric cars. My friends, as you can see coming into the future, is flying cars. Already a flying taxi service taking place. It's already going in the works. It can take you from one place, let's say if you're going from here to Detroit, you can be there less than 40 minutes to where you gotta go to. Cars becoming voice command, you be able to tell it where you gotta go to. You sit in the passenger seat. Now, we don't need that. We should be driving the car, enjoying the scenery, stopping when we want to. We got away from family time, going and spending time with siblings. We leave a child at the library all day long, play computer games. And he's sitting there and becoming a latchkey kid. No more families. Families are getting away from that, working two jobs. It's still one income that provides for the whole family. It should be that way. One parent spends time with that child, having him do his homework, making sure he's using his brain to think with instead of a computer chip. Computer chips ain't the answer. Inserting in their brain. Anyway, as you can see, I speak about different subjects. The elements of the United States. In other words, the elements equals infirmities is sickening and taking over our country. Thank you for listening in on the America Everyday Life Radio podcast show. I'm your host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, coming to you today from the Black River, downtown Port Huron, Michigan. And it's a beautiful Sunday morning, July 28th, 2019. My friends, last out, I'll leave you. Maybe we should go back to some times of the 70s and 80s. Times which were better and safer than what we have today. Maybe we should think about it. In closing, God bless America. So long until next time. And I leave you with this. Tomorrow night, our Wednesday night show, I'm having a special guest, a congressional candidate from Oregon, on my radio show. There'll be questions asked. There'll be some from the listeners sent to me to ask my guest. My guest will be from running for the Republican Party from the state of Oregon. And I will do another show today. Now I'll tell you who a special guest will be. And I got
a special guest that will be on Friday night's show as well. So stay tuned. There are two great shows coming up later in the week. So long, and God bless America.
Good morning, folks. I'm your radio host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting to you today here on anchorfm.com, downtown Port Huron. I just want to speak to you about a few things that really bother me, especially the gun violence that's happened in Texas. And anywhere there's gun violence, it's totally ridiculous. These people that's carrying out homegrown terrorist, as I call them, as me Americans would call them. They're extremists out to try to do harm. And trust me, my friends, as a conservative Republican, I don't encourage violence. I don't support it. Now, there is a way. We can turn our cheeks and not have to do violence. Violence just beseeches violence. It brings more killings. And I pray for those people that lost loved ones, sisters, brothers, or anything in those two violent situations. And it's in Ohio, which is at next state to where I'm at. The people that's killed there, coming out from a bar in Dayton, Ohio. And it's hitting the smaller cities, not just big cities. It's hitting just about anywhere, every day somewhere on that line. About every 1 second, somebody's killed, murdered, or stabbed. Some form of violence is committed. We need to take our streets back. We need to make it feel safe. And my friends, I agree with the Second Amendment rights. Taking our guns away is not the answer, because it's our constitutional right to bear arms. But however, I am for doing away and putting a ban on assault rifles. Now, we can do without assault rifles. Only military employees should have them. Now, we need to disarm ourselves of assault rifles. The single most worst weapon that's used in potential crimes is assault rifles. Whether it be the AK-47 or whatever type of automatic weapon it is. It just is causing more terror in this country, more fear. Many Americans are having fear if they're going to get on the street without being killed. It don't matter. It don't matter. It just creates more tears in the person's eyes and their hearts. Makes us look at our country and realize what is going on with our country. Now, Democrats and Republicans alike both need to unite to put a ban on assault rifles. Need to stop making assault rifles. Now, that's not the answer to gun violence. There's other ways you can have to settle things peacefully. You can, instead of arguing and going out here wanting to shoot out or a drive-by shooting, that's not the answer. The problems that's going on in the United States of America isn't just been going on right now. It's been going on throughout history. It's just been rectified because it was put on the table and forgotten about. So here we are blaming President Trump for the races. It's not just him. It's black and the black and white communities both. The racist problem is on both sides. You got in the hip hop songs, the racist terms in the hip hop rap songs. Let's put a ban on them too. It shouldn't be allowed in the songs. And my friends, if we tried to travel to another country, let's still make us fear of being killed there. Recently, there was an American in British Columbia, Canada. She's a girlfriend of one of the guys there, and her and him were both killed. In the Rocky Mountains in British Columbia, Canada. Now, it means that you can travel outside the country, you may be killed too. But it's not just in the United States. Now, the United States is one of the highest crime rate countries in the world, especially for murders. Now, don't get me wrong, I hear every day about Toronto, Canada. They're having some 70 shootings have happened already this year. In Toronto alone. And that's the actual stat. So how many is not being counted a shot or gunshots fired? And it breaks my heart that it's really happening. As I look around our soil, seeing the buildings of cities, or the homes in the country, or the farmer, how hard he works and makes this country. And here we have not taken enough time. Well, the farmer's lands are disappearing very fast. Because we have problems here in the United States. We have a track keeping the farmer in business. And we need them to provide food. Oh, there's many farms still, but not as many as they were back in the 70s. Not as big either. We have many farms still, but not planting the crops that they had. I remember a time when cotton was the king in the South, where I grew up and was born. Now, still parts of Cherokee County, Alabama, that little county in northeast Alabama, up around Galesville, parts of, close to the river and West Lake, still got cotton. The thing about it is, it's just like any other crop, disappearing. The mainstay of the farmer is livelihood to get that crop to market, to be able to produce it and have the land. I mean, here we have not taken care of this planet, the soils. Look at Oklahoma in the 1930s. Became a dust bowl, all because that region was turned into farmland and kept being plowed and plowed. As the story goes. But my friends, is the East Coast going to become another dust bowl? Here we cut down our trees, cut down on ozone layer. Here we pollute the air. And I think about, why can't we rather commit gun violence? Why can't we work on better technologies of, instead of electric or hybrid cars, to build a nuclear-powered car that will run 7 years without having to refuel? We got the aircraft carrier, a submarine we can build. Why can't we use that military technology in civilian life? Just build a smaller motor and smaller reactor to be able to power it, or you can go 7 years without refueling. Then we'll have clean air. We'll have to use water to produce it and take it, that drinking water they're doing now, to turn into a charge station to power it up. And it takes water or coal, and it's taken away from what God created for us. Why can't we work on recycling wood, taking the chemicals out of wood instead of throwing it in a dumpster, a landfill? Why can't we, and that pollution from, and chemicals from that wood as it rots gets back into the ground? Why are we polluting there too? Why can't we keep, I know it's here in Port Huron, by the 7th Street Bridge, and I have a picture proof of pollution on top of the water in one corner. The city's not doing nothing about it to clean that part of that bridge and that river out of the Black River. And it's real close to some houses in the bank there. But we're not doing nothing about it. We're just letting it sit there. There the fish get hold of that pollution. And they die. Slowly killing off the other fish. My friends, we've got to stop polluting and start taking care. We can stop the gun violence and start taking care of the ecosystem of this earth. Trouble is, we're too busy wanting to commit gun violence rather than taking care of what was given and being blessed. And it only gets worse. Even the oceans, we dump stuff in the oceans. Rather than cleaning it up and recycling in an incinerator. Now, if we can recycle plastics, why can't we recycle plastic grocery bags that people's throwing in the ocean? Instead of throwing them in the ocean and rivers, the streams on ground. We need to have a recycle station, parks, to be able to take it there, or stores. Every store should have it. To put them back in there, or we can recycle them. And we'll have less pollution. Thing about it is, we don't have to change the system. We have turned around and go back to a green thing when we already have, we could recycle. Now let's spend that money wisely and start taking care of recycling instead of power plants putting pollution into the air. Well, I need to go up and crack down on them instead of taking manufacturing jobs away from us that didn't pollute and send them all overseas. Those are the many issues that's troubling me. That's troubling our country. We need to join hands, Democrat or Republican alike, and we need to be a better people. Instead of quarreling and bickering over something. Now, if we was a perfect country, we'd be crazy, I'm reminded of. But that's what America is about. Differences. Agreeing and disagreeing, but it's not to commit violence. My friends, if the forefathers were here today, and I'm reminded of this story, if they were here today, they'd be disappointed in the United States of America, the way they wrote the Constitution, how the progressive
Democrat, Socialist, Fascist, Democrat, Progressive, Socialist, Fascist, Liberal, which is basically a form of Communist Party. How they dictate, force things on us, force things on states and states' rights, force things on citizens and citizens' rights, and religious institutions. It's supposed to be in the Constitution. Federal government can now infringe on civilians' rights, or a state's rights, or religious rights. Here, Supreme Court ruled there's a separation of church and state. You got the Obama administration forced same-sex marriages down churches' throats. They accepted them. Forced it down states, the Bible-believing states. They accepted it when they didn't want it. And that's the truth, the way it is. The cold hard facts, and trust me, I'm not reading from a manuscript. I'm not doing this broadcast from no television, but it's based on real hard facts of what I've seen in the news every day or here on the news. Somewhere or another, it's been violated. Now think about it, America. Think about it. Facebook listeners, think about it, Twitter listeners. You go around calling me a racist bigot. No, I'm not racist bigot. I'm just trying to get you to see the pivotal truth. The pivotal truth the way it is. You're ricocheting to carry on to torch the light and make it burn worse. Your rhetoric excels the fire faster. And what you'd say in criticizing me, criticizing Trump, President Trump, when he's trying to do a job that we, the American people, elected him to do. We, and the term is we, the American people, who make up the electorate of the college vote that puts the president of the United States in. The people who were the majority in Pennsylvania, the majority in Michigan, the majority in the southern states, and other states that helped elect President Donald J. Trump as president because we wanted a change. We didn't want to see Joe Biden in there, or another Obama. What we need to do is unify to tear down, and I'm going to bring this up in this podcast too, and it's going to be brought up in another one. We need to work on doing away with Obamacare and the high cost of it. You, the taxpayers, pay for it. You, the person who's using it, poor or what, unlike, are having to pay out of your pocket. You're having to work two jobs. You shouldn't have to work two jobs to pay for your insurance. What we need to do is fix the situation. How? Number one, we already have national health care in place with Medicare and Medicaid. Number two, let's make it free coverage for every man, woman, and child alike. Let's base Medicare and Medicaid on what Canada has. Let's look at their system. The free health care that they have, and you don't have to pay for your medicine. Let's look at that as a role model that we need to maybe change our system. But yes, we need to keep Medicare and Medicaid in place. Let's fix that system where it lies. Instead of taking away funds from it, let's fix Social Security
where you'll have a retirement. Will you retire and not take away from me? We got $80 million surplus like President Reagan had. And we're done quite a few years more. The government took away from it. Under Bill Clinton, he came in there and took away from that. Surplus is gone. So, it's earmarked. Let's earmark it where it won't be touched. Specifically left in there and hands off. The two main programs next to our military should be health care, Social Security. Long term. Let's fix Social Security too, where you'll be like you got a bank account. And the government matches you $2, you're one, putting into it, compounded with interest. And what banks, there's very few banks that give you interest this day and time on a checking account for keeping it maintained, or a savings account. We should bring that back. It might be in $20, $30 a year that you made extra, but added onto your account. My friends, we're breaking the system. That is exactly what's going on. And it really is heady, both Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security are going to be bankrupt by at least the year 2050. By the year 2050, what will you have? Unless we call our congressman to stop this investigation of tax dollars into the collusion of so-called President Trump that Mueller didn't even prove. Investigation should have shut up and been hushed right then and there. Democrats just jealous because they ain't got the White House. And they're jealous because they ain't got the Senate. They're jealous because they're on borderline losing the U.S. House of Representatives next year. When 435 members are up to be elected. And we're going to replace them all with new, better Republican candidates who support our cause. Coming is a great revolution. And the revolution is where we put into somebody who supports our president and his policies. And that's to move America forward, the agenda to make America great again. Not put America last. Not to make America have no more respect and dignity. That the Middle East used to look up to us. You call upon us to make peace, try to negotiate peace between Iran and Israel. Today, fighting. Today, they're fighting. Wars and famines are happening. We need to tend to our own people here. Rather than send missionaries overseas to countries that's risking killing them, church is no better than do that. We have too many lost people at home in the United States of America, North America, to be able to help, rather than send people overseas. And look what has happened. Kidnappings going on in the Chad or other parts of Africa. And the pirates, they've taken and kidnapping people. Now the Iranian Revolutionary Guard excuse me for that, my friends, but the Iranian government and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard are taking tankers, holding the crews hostage. An irate country of extremists, and still some of the allies are supporting them. And we're not discouraging, no way whatsoever, we're not discouraging Russia or China supporting them. They're exporting it even more, trying to export their communism to those countries. North Korea got took over in the 1950s because we allowed it. What we should have done during World War II, gone invaded China, put an allied army there, China would have been free. We should have invaded North Korea at that time. They'd been free. If we had a, with such a large army as we had when we was fighting war in Europe and Japan, right, between the 4 years before the Korean War, we could have stopped it. We could have stopped Russia from being nuclear powered. But we didn't listen. Instead, we let it take place. Well, nuclear weapons is designed, supposed to be, to prevent any other enemy from attacking. Now, here we have the Middle East countries, Iran, on borderline of becoming a nuclear powered. You got Pakistan's nuclear powered, India, Pakistan, India threatening nuclear war all the time. It was just over a year ago that they're threatening on nuclear weapons at each other. Now, here we are. Meanwhile, Syria's a civil war going on. Government fighting rebel leaders and rebel forces, as well as fighting ISIS and the Taliban. My friends, there's still other terrorist organizations out there. They would not want to stop to educate these people to make a change, to lay down their dressings the way they dress, to become moderate. We are not encouraging where they could be a free people. There's more people in them countries than they are their army. And more people in that country than they are their government leaders. Aren't they unified? Handle their own situation. Problem is, we're too busy sticking our nose where we don't need to have it. And we're sticking our nose in other people's business when we need to handle our own problems here at home. Now, my friends, that's the way it is. The real truth, the hard facts, everyday life. I want you to think back and remember when you felt safe. You got to sit with your front windows open, your front door open, neighbors, new neighbors. We could go and sit in the yard and talk with them for hours. I'd go to the local barbershop and feel safe. We can feel safe walking down the street without being hit by gunfire or stabbed to death. It's not just assault rifles that need to be banned. We need to put a ban on knives and weaponry like that that causes people to go commit violent acts. We need to make a list public and available to the police department. Every person who has being a baby mentally. Every person, you can go find not to love have guns. I agree with it. And we'll make things a lot safer and better. Anyway, my friends, this is America Doing Life, America Every Day. And it's what's happening as it is. The cold hard facts. And about you remembering when you were of America and America the way it was. Let's reflect back. What worked in schools, and we had prayer and Bible study in government buildings. We had display of Christianity and proud of it. Instead, we've allowed cults, movements of atheists, Muslims coming here and say it's unconstitutional. They're trying to force their religion down us. And say, theirs is the true God. It's not. Jihad means to kill or commit holy war. Think about it, my friends. Think about it. Think about when we had no guns in schools, no kids toting guns much. Oh, we had vice. They didn't kill each other. And we had bullies, but they didn't kill each other. Instead, we put on boxing gloves to solve the issue that way. Now, my friends, we have Bible teaching in school is encouraging more people to turn to God and the Bible. More people are going to church. And less violence been in this country. That's a true hard core effect. When we had prayers and sporting events, opening prayer at courtrooms, a policeman had prayers together, or studied the Bible, and shared Bibles with inmates, it changed them. It changed them for the better, not the worse. It got them to understand. It made us think and realize we weren't alone. That the Big Bang Theory is not the answer, or evolution. And too much has been dug up and proven. The Bible's true cohort facts is real. That all that took place. Numerous archaeologists finds have proven things of the Bible to be true. Think about it, my friends. I'm leaving it in your hands. Let's call our congressmen, local leaders, too. State leaders to make a change. Let's speak our voices. Rather than protests, let's speak our voices by calling in and saying we won't change. And there is a petition, electronic and physical, that you can sign and start a petition even to recall a congressman. Let's pass a law to make where Muslim cannot run for president or cannot even run for Congress. They had to be American born. American born. To be able to run for congressional office or local offices. Let's change that system where our forefathers intended it to be. So long, and goodbye from America Everyday Life Radio Podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting to you today from Port Huron, Michigan, on a Tuesday morning. And remember, I encourage honking your horn, thumbs up, and giving your support for President Donald J. Trump and his efforts trying to make America great again. Let's vote for Donald Trump in 2020. Let's get reelect him to President of the United States. And I give it a thumbs up. And no, it's not about bigotry. It's because what we want is America back again. We want our jobs back. We want to do away with these copycat SUV cars. They don't have an identity of their own. Let's do away with them. Let's bring family cars back instead of the SUV. Think about the family first. Well, my friends, here it is Tuesday afternoon coming up. What are you going to do about America today? Until next time, when tomorrow night I will be having a special guest on my show, I will be having Luna Widener as my guest. And then on Friday night, I'm shooting for a guest, Angela Roman, a congressional candidate out of Oregon, who's a Republican. Of the 7th District of Oregon. And I appreciate you listening in and stay in tune for the radio broadcast. Remember, Wednesday night, my guest will be Luna Widener of North Carolina. And Friday night, or Saturday night, Angela Roman, a congressional candidate of Oregon. And that, based on her campaign stops, that is scheduled to change. But you can stay tuned. I definitely will be having tomorrow night, I definitely will be having Luna Widener on Wednesday night show at 7 p.m. on America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. And no, my friends, if you think I'm doing drugs, no, I'm not. I don't take illegal drugs. I take medicine because I had to live. And no, my friends, I'm not drunk. I don't read from no manuscript. Straight from the heart, straight from the soul, and the mind. This is the way it is. America Everyday Life. If you don't like the way I'm running my show, shut up. Until next time, thank you, God bless. God bless the USA and our leaders. Let's keep them in our prayers and thoughts. Good evening, my fellow Facebook listeners, my family of Facebook friends, my Twitter followers. I'm your radio podcast host for America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. I'm Cheyenne Montana Lopez. I'm broadcasting you right now from Port Huron, Michigan, as I always do. I speak with a loud and clear voice tonight about some troubled issues, about some things that's bothering me across this great land. Of this here United States of America, I look and I have seen. I have walked miles in footsteps. I have embarked and gone. Tonight I feel that there's a storm brewing, and it's a protege of many troubles. My friends, as we look across America, we see tensions and not just small cities, but big cities, rural America. Meanwhile, our farms are getting smaller, and land is becoming smaller. Neighbors in big cities have no room to even bring the car between their houses off the street, my friends. That's how crowded it is. My friends, our forefathers' footsteps have gone and marched and still echo across this great land. Whether it be black or white, Asian or Hispanic, Russian or Italian, no matter what country you or your ancestors came from, it's you that makes America. There's a division that sets foot upon this land. It sets forth known and unknown. Shadows as well as light. We need to ask ourselves, what are we going to do? How can we make America great again? First of all, we need to put aside indifferences, whether it be Republican or Democrat, or independent, no matter what party affiliation you are. These tensions have been on the table, arising from the ashes of silence for decades, for centuries, ever since it was brought forth the province of the United States. And it will continue to happen for generations into the future. We can make it lesser, or we can make it more and continue the trifle and the struggles for many errors, which will happen and will take place. For we're none gonna be perfect. We are America, made in this country, created in this country, a peoples of a nation which we agree to disagree. So if we're all perfect and alike, we'd be crazy, as old saying goes, a psychiatrist once told me. My friends, we have let drugs become our idolatry and our God. The violence shreds into the classrooms and workplace. We fear and we feel unsafe. Let us join together to remember when and reflect back into the reflections of time. Let us think back to the 70s and 60s, all the way back to the 40s and before, when we had horse and buggy days, when we get around without having a car hit us. Let's reflect back to when we had a bicycle. Let's think about it, my friends. Let's remember when you were loved and you loved back. Let's remember when we joined hands, neighbor, new neighbor. We could sit on our front porch without feeling threatened. Today, we feel threatened by drive-by shootings and violence horde. It tramples up on this land, where it be gangs, or it be drugs, or where it be drunken or just a plain argument, or where it be family and friend. The divisions set forth are by generations, marked for us to resolve, to be able to sit down at the table, to come to a conclusion, conclusive of what we must do. My friends, let us think about when we could go across the street without worrying about being hit by a car or being shot. Today, violence, not just in the United States, But we have threats of the terrorists in every nation of the world. We don't know when the suicide bomber is going to attack. We don't know who they are. We could be a homegrown terror attack. It could be a foreigner brought in here, having settled in here, and he still has feelings for his old country. But nevertheless, we must forget what is happening and forgive. What must go on, and to be at peace, and brother to brother, and sister to sister. For if we don't, all mankind, generations, man, woman, and child, will carry this load on their back. So let's not make trouble, but let us sit down as a nation to be loved and respected with dignity, with God on our side, from coast to coast, sea to sea, north to south, east to west. Let us remember when we sat under the old oak tree in a chair, and we just sit whittled away, whittling away. I remember back as a boy, my foster dad, working at Republic Steel in Gadsden, Alabama, later changed over to Jones Laughlin, and it went bankrupt eventually in the 1990s. The old mill has been torn down since. Nothing's on that lot. Today, the plants sit idled. Those jobs were taken away by people coming across the border illegally because Americans were bringing them in here and putting them in the workplace to take away a man's job that had been there at that plant 20, 25, 30, or 40 years. It's not fair to you or your family. What are we going to do in the future when we have robotics that's replaced labor? When the earth is crowded, what are we going to do? When people are homeless and fighting over food, is it going to come to that? I do not know. I don't know what the future holds for tomorrow, for today. Neither do you. We don't know when we walk, when we take our last breath, for it's not assured. But my friends, we can make today count for tomorrow, for what it is. We can either go and carry our shield, protection. I do not promote violence nor racist remarks. Neither do I promote bigotry and bullying. My radio shows are not about that. Here lately, I've been called a racist, and I'm not racist. All because I support President Trump. What we need to do as an American, because it is American people who elected Trump, is give the man a chance. Stop the investigation of the Russian collusion. It's been going on almost 3 years. Let's stop wasting taxpayers' jobs and bring back our manufacturing jobs that we have sent over to Asia. We have sent to Mexico. Other countries in the world we sent to. Let's bring them back and restore America in good faith, in patriotism for what it was, so we can feel safe again, so we can feel respected, have dignity and respect among the nations of the world. Let us be looked up to as role models and heroes, not as friend or foe, nor enemy to conquer. But let us unite that we set forth our new footsteps, that our flag rises to the winds and storms. Only God can settle the storms through man. The answer is there. It's just up to you. And And I thank you for listening to this special broadcast on America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. I'm your radio podcast show host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting to you from Port Huron, Michigan. Time is now 5:10 p.m. and it's Thursday, August 8th, 2019. God bless America. God bless every people, every state. And be sure you count. Your voice speaks up. Be an American. God bless.